Thank you, Madam Chair. I join in welcoming our distinguished delegations from Bangladesh. Article 6. Two seats are to be reserved for women with disabilities in the National Parliament of Bangladesh. And this is per the National Women Development Policy and its Action Plan 2011. Can you please let us know how practical this provision has been since the policy came into force? Two, please provide information on measures to review the Rights and Protection of Persons with Disability Act 2013 to address the specific needs of women and girls with disabilities and develop inclusive programs to protect their rights. Three, kindly indicate government programs for research on gender and disability to develop or update policies, guidelines, regulations, and programs to eradicate gender-based discrimination of women and girls with disabilities. What monitoring mechanisms are in place to oversee initiatives that have been developed by all the responsible ministries? And also indicate how the government is ensuring adequate national budget allocation across ministries' planning process to ensure mainstreaming of issues of women and girls with disabilities. Can you explain if representative organizations of women and girls with disabilities are consulted, adequately involved in the design of policies, legislations, and programs? Article 9, information reaching us, and as you explained about the Act, indicates that only few broadcasting programs have lip captioning and sign language interpretation. And